time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Patrick Ricard met with the media following the Ravens' blowout win over the Dolphins.
The most of it, I think, is just a credit to the scouting department of getting the right guys here, coaches, preparing the guys the right way, guys, you know, believing in the process and just really just being locked in during the week and just getting ready to play whenever they're, you know, the number's called. And I think we've been seeing it all year. I think we don't skip a beat or lose, you know, a step when guys go down. Now hopefully, guys can come back healthy and we can, you know, on to Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Comparisons to 19 are going to be inevitable. Do you see the similarities to this year to that year?
It's like almost the same. Last games against Pittsburgh, regular season, got a first round bye. I think, you know, we didn't have the starters play in that last Pittsburgh game, and I think hopefully we do now. That's always up to Coach Harbaugh and the players. That's just me saying that, because I think, you know, we had 2 or 3 weeks of guys not playing. But yeah, it's just kind of funny how it's like that, you know. It's almost the same record for the most part. But yeah, we're all just really excited of just how the season's been going, and you know, we still have a lot more to go.
You're a guy who does the grunt work mostly, but what does it mean to you when you get to the end zone?
You know, I'm not here to be, you know, catching balls and scoring touchdowns, but when it happens, it's super cool. We've been practicing that play for a number of weeks, so as soon as it was called, you know, I was like, all right, spin on my gloves, here we go, make sure I do it right. And I was just excited to be open and have the ball in there. And I'm just thankful that the ball stuck to my hand and I was able to catch it. And I thought it was just perfect. It was after we scored and Tuck made the extra point, we had 42 points. I'm number 42, so I think it was just meant to be. But yeah, it was just awesome that Monk made that call and believed in me and Lamar to make it happen.
How good of a game did a Monk call today?
I think it was awesome. I mean, so many guys scoring touchdowns, so many guys making great plays. I felt like we were just having great drives. There's a couple of drives we could have done better on, but overall, I mean, they're a great team, great defense, and we put up almost 60 points.
Pat, you've been around with Lamar, obviously. How have you seen his evolution, in particular with Todd Monk? How have you seen his ball?
Yeah, I think Lamar just his reads and his progressions are so much quicker and faster and decisive. Like, he knows where he wants to put the ball, and I think we have the weapons to make it happen. Guys are getting open. Guys are making the plays when it's needed, and guys are stepping up in crucial moments, and they're making the plays, and I'm just really proud of everybody.
Pat, if you could take a step back and look at what you guys have accomplished to this point thus far, how impressive do you think it really is? And you guys are coming out and beating teams every week, not only, you know, any NFL team, the best in the league here.
I think it just shows the kind of guys we have in this locker room, the character that we have. It's just, it's really week to week. Like, last week we're the underdogs. This week we're not the underdogs. It's just like, we don't really care about all that stuff. We just want to just play ball and just get to work and prepare each week and just play as hard as we can. And I think that's what we've been doing.